our answer today is targeting medical doctors to speak the truth. I love that song. For any of you that haven't seen that on YouTube, please go to NZ Trillion, Say No to the Vaccine. That is such an outstanding song. And I just want to say during the break, I went into my library and I found my favorite book about pet vaccines. It's called Shock to the System, The Facts About Animal Vaccination, Pet Food, and How to Keep Your Pets Healthy by Catherine O'Driscoll, the same woman who wrote the article Science of Vaccine Damage. Check that out, folks. But go ahead, Scott. I know you wanted to tell Dr. Rob about something you thought he needed to know.
Yeah, actually, if you've got a pen and paper, I want you to jot a phone number down that may become very useful and helpful to you. The telephone number is 480-286-3340. The gentleman behind that phone number is Gordon Hall. I don't know if you're familiar with him or not, but the reason I passed that along to you, I first heard about Gordon on this network, actually on a show that's usually on Saturdays, and it's some legal and law information that I had been studying briefly, and he came on, and I started listening to what he had to say and started studying accordingly, and I understand you said you were going about this on your own in the court system, and that being the case, which is a good choice to do, considering Corpus Juris Secundum clearly points out that if we get an attorney, we are incompetent, just by the nature of getting an attorney. But he and a couple other guys have been heavily studying contract law and how the court system truly works in this country to a great level of success, and it may behoove you to get on the phone with him on any given weekday and say, hey, this is what I've got going on, this is what I've had success with, but someone told me that you may be able to provide me a greater advantage in what I'm doing, and I think you will find that it'll be well worth your time to actually get in touch with him and to the extent that you have the time, study what they have to say and what they have to offer, because I have found it not only beneficial for myself in my own use, but repeatedly I hear over and over and over from people that have worked with this gentleman and the other couple that he is working with, that they are having regular success within the courts for numerous issues, and so it is certainly something, and I think that is one of the steps that is necessary to turn the tide in this country. You hear so many people complain about how, you know, our rights are being taken, or this is not working right, or I expected this and a judge told me there's no constitution, this, that, and the other thing, and these guys really have, I believe, a proper grasp on things. So, you know, for whatever it's worth.
Okay, I just want to interrupt you to say the medical license is an administrative review board. It has nothing to do with any court. However, he's also involved in court things going after Mars and PetSmart. So certainly, you know, that's a very good idea to check these things out. Personally, I think that public exposure and outrage, if he can get like a national, you know, group of people signing petitions, bringing, you know, handouts to PetSmart and handing them out, things like that, that's going to make a huge difference. That's
sure.
What I think.
Thanks for your time.
Okay.
Thank
all right.
You, Scott.
All right, there's that pesky music again. We'll be back after these messages. And we're back with Sailing America. Veterinarian Dr. John Robb from Connecticut. And I really ask all of you to please spread the word about these shows, today's show and my show with Dr. Rob on March 13th. Check out his website, protectthepets.com. We have to stop this, people, because this is being used not only as a way to kill and maim us, our pets and our farm animals, and I want to get into that a little bit also, because it's really amazing what's happening with the farm animals being vaccinated as well. But it's also a control mechanism, and we all know that when Obamacare kicks in, when you're forced to get your insurance, you can be sure that your children will have to get vaccines to keep the insurance. You will have to get mammograms that cause breast cancer, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They are controlling us and trying to force us to do, quote unquote, Western medicine, which is actually, you know, pharmakia. It's destroying our health. And it's straight from hell. And I just wanted to ask you, Dr. Rob, I know that you, we've talked and you're a Christian and a man of faith, and that's great. I don't know if you go to a church, but if you do, I was just wondering if they're supporting you.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen. My churches support me, but it's a real church. There's more churches in this country than there ever were before, because they're just houses with a cross on top where Satan lives. People are not obedient to the word anymore. So when you hear the word Christian, look, they ask for a favorable rating from people. In other words, how favorable are the pastors? They get a 50%. In other words, out of two of them, one of them's corrupt. So that's where we're at right now, okay? I have a great pastor, but most people go into church because they want to, you know, put a little check in the box that they're going to heaven, when the truth is, if they read what Jesus said to do, he'd be appalled at the vaccine issues. He'd be the one standing across from Mars saying you're a hypocrite. He'd be the one,
right.
He'd be the one to stand up. So Christians aren't standing up today. They're living in the closet. They don't want to mention his name. They don't want to be obedient to the word and do the right things. That's why it's called apathy. They're just part of the
right.
world system.
Wait, but I know, but I wanted to just ask you if your church was standing up with you, because, you know, I this is one of my biggest quandaries, is that, you know, I can't get any pastor or priest or any person to talk about the spiritual assault that is vaccines, especially
right.
that they're throwing them on aborted fetuses. And I've talked to many people, you know, who say that their churches never want to get involved. It's, you know, a lot of it has to do with the 501c3 thing. Once you're, you know, a nonprofit, then you can't talk about anything controversial the government doesn't like. But I'm truly appalled at how churches are not standing with
That's right.
people, whether they're dealing with damaged children from vaccines or somebody like you. That they're not helping. I don't understand that.
Well, my point, Dr. Cutler, yes, my bishop went to testify with me in court. Absolutely. He's a great man
okay,
of God.
But
most of them, listen, most people who say they're Christians are going straight to hell. That's why Jesus put in there, he's going to say to them, I don't know you. And they're going to say, well, I went to church, I prayed, I did this, I did that. He said, I'm going to say it one more time. I don't know you, okay? It's not about, see, people use their mind to read the Bible, and they say, well, I agree with that, I don't agree with that. Oh, I'm going to do that, I'm not doing that. It ain't like that, folks. It tells you what to do. It's a moral thing. It's about integrity. You can't use your intellect to figure it out. So I'm on your program, I believe, because I've been called to do it. I'm glad you brought that up, because I am a man of God, and I believe God's told me to do everything I'm doing right now. And that's where my backbone is. I told them when they started, I said, you don't know what you're doing. You're not going up against me. You're going up against God, and he's going to bring accountability. My job is to forgive you. My job is, you know what, I was talking to their vice president when he was coming after me, and after I said, listen, you're the one in trouble here, not me. He said to me, well, I'm getting my lawyer before I say another thing. I'm on the phone with him just having a conversation. He wants to run and get his lawyer because he's scared, because I told him he's the one who's going to lose his job unless he gets on his knees and stops putting profits over pets, okay? So
okay.
I'm in a good shape
well,
here. And okay,
that, that's
Carl?
Hilarious. That's hilarious, and that's called consciousness of guilt.
Right.
The only thing I disagree with you on is forgiving these monsters. I don't buy into that.
Right.
I cannot forgive the people that have caused all this death and destruction and horror, because I talk to these people every day. And there's no tears left. These people basically have to be punished. And, you know, God will participate in that, obviously. But this is not a matter of turn the other cheek and let them vaccinate you again.
No, but
in
listen,
my opinion.
You're absolutely right, because that's what the word says. It says, when we forgive them, we unleash God to put burning coals under their head. God wants us to get out of the way, so that he can take care of business. That's my point. When I say forgive him, it doesn't mean they don't get accountability. It means that accountability is coming, but I'm not part of that, meaning God can take care of that all by himself. He doesn't want me to have sleepless nights over these folks. I sleep good. He's going to bring... That's why, Dr. Carley, I believe we are going to win, because he has had enough. You know, this idea about revival, revival isn't a bunch of people inside some church singing songs and talking to each other about revival is to get out there on the across from these folks and say, we're bringing accountability to you because of what you're doing, which is a lie from the pit of hell. That's revival. It doesn't happen. It happens right in the heart of individuals to get out there and start reviving this country. Okay? So the definitions you hear, you can throw them out the window. I am a true Christian, and it's not about going to any building on Sunday. It's about doing what you do every day, every second of the day, and giving God the glory as he brings accountability. Mars,
well, the way...
Let
me just say, the way, yeah,
I
do understand, and it's way beyond Mars, okay? We're talking every alphabet agency on the planet that is actually causing genocide, etc. But the way I look at it is that, you know, I try to do what Christ taught to do. And first of all, is always tell the truth. No matter what it costs, you always tell the truth.
That's it right there.
And most people aren't willing to do that, unfortunately.
You're right. And that's why I say, you know, Jesus said one thing. If you love me, you'll obey me. Okay? So if you're not telling the truth, you're not obeying him. So I'm 100% with you, Dr. Carley. I think you're a woman of God. I think you're doing the right thing. We could all grow and do better, okay? But you've been willing to stand up for what's right. That's what Jesus was all about. He wasn't violent. Mm-hmm. He stood up and told the truth. Why? Because he had the power to take him out. And he did. And he will. And he'll do it again. He's just looking for some people like you and I who are willing to stand up and get some other people to say, well, if they're still standing, then I'm going to stand too. And when the tide starts to turn, it's like there's a movie where the grasshoppers control the ants. There's 10 grasshoppers. There's 50 million ants. When the ants figured out, all we got to do is go after these guys. We got them. That's where we're at. These are little people. With titles
and money. That's a great movie. Can you remember the exact, that's one of those animated
films. I don't remember the name of it, Doc. My kid was watching it, but I said that movie was from God. We ants outnumber these little people by 100,000 million to one. All we got to do is take control. Okay? Get together and unite and start doing what Dr. Carley said. Make some handouts, stand in front of PetSmart and hand them out and say, we're bringing accountability. Stop buying the Mars products. Boycott Banfield. And whatever other industries that Dr. Carley has exposed, get busy, folks. People are injured. We've had enough. Come on now. Okay?
Right.
That's where it's at.
Wait.
And if you do that, God will stand behind
you. When you just mentioned Banfield, that reminded me, I didn't clarify. And E.T., hold on, we have another caller waiting on the line. But I wanted you to clarify, I was going to go into Banfield and get a list of their quote-unquote services, but I knew I would probably get a little sassy. So I thought I would just ask you instead. What exactly, they have their vaccine clinic, did they do spaying and neutering? Did
they do
anything other than vaccinate?
No, they do, but they have what's called a wellness plan. It's a prepackaged group of services, and they say cut the money in half, pay it monthly. But the vaccines are the heavy issue involved in there, okay? Yes, they do some spaying and neutering, but, you know, it's not about medicine, okay? See, my place was the busiest of all the Banfields. I made the least amount of money per client because I was always trying to do things, spending the least amount of money to get your pet better. Okay? They canned me because they don't want places that heal pets. They want vaccines, do a couple of spays, but guess what? The pets in their hospitals are so understaffed, the pets stand in their urine when the IVs are running. There's nobody there to watch them, okay? This is what's going on in their hospitals. They have a pretty picture on the outside, but inside, They don't have enough staff nor trained staff to take care of their pets, and that's not their interest. They want to push a button called a wellness plan, $400. Push the button, get on board. But if you call there because your animal's got an ear infection, we can't see it for 3 weeks. But if you call because your pet's due for a rabies vaccine, come on down. We're open, okay? They're not right. About taking care of your pet, folks. The wellness plans are a facade. Right. If they're put in the right person's hand and they take out the vaccine, they can be used to do wonders. But if they're in Banfield's hands, they're trying to make money, do as little work as possible. So get out of there, folks, while you still can, before your pet ends up like that golden retriever puppy.
Since you mentioned the word wellness, I just have to say I cracked up today. I get the newspaper every day so I can find articles and, you know, see what they're feeding the sheep. But there's a few good cartoons in there that I like to look at. And one of them today actually said the following, that wellness is a pre-existing condition.
You're absolutely right.
I thought
they don't need
that was hilarious. Yeah, exactly. Okay.
You're right.
We're going to a break. After the break, we'll bring on E.T. Hold on, E.T. We'll be right back. And we're back with What's Ailing America. We have Dr. John Robb, veterinarian from Connecticut, on the show today. And I want to get to E.T. He's been waiting patiently. Are you there, E.T.?
Hi, I applaud both Dr. Carly and Dr. Robb for what they're doing. And I just wanted to share a story related to the conspiracy of silence that you were talking about earlier. And I was in this co-op, natural food co-op, getting my non-fluoridated toothpaste. And I noticed they had this Tom's of Maine fluoride rinses on the shelf right near my toothpaste, and I don't know what that with that. And so I asked the manager of the department, you know, like, why are you guys stocking this carcinogenic neurotoxin, and you call yourselves a health food store? And you know, and most people, you have to explain what carcinogenic means. That most people don't even know what carcinogenic means it causes cancer. And so he gave me a spiel. He didn't understand. So I went up to the customer service desk and I asked him the same thing. I talked to the lady that works at customer service, and she said, well, write it down. You can write down your comments on a little notepad near the front door, the place. And so I was getting my stuff and I was going to get online and I was going to tell, you know, ask the cashier, what the deal, I was going to ask him why he, you know. And she stopped me, and she's like, she didn't want me to tell anybody else about this, because I had the bottle of the fluoride rinse, the carcinogenic neurotoxin, and you can find out more about fluoride from a documentary called Fluoride Gate on the web. And And she tried to actually stop me from, she's like, what are you doing? You have to put that back. And I told you to write it down. Like, I'm telling the cashier. I want to tell everybody. If they don't know that fluoride is a carcinogenic neurotoxin, they should. Everyone should know that. I should be shouting it from street corners so people know. I couldn't, she wanted to silence. She didn't want me to tell the cashier. She tried to stop me from telling the cashier that their fluoride product was carcinogenic, and it was harmful.
Okay, wait. I want to interject a couple of things, because there's many important points based on this experience. First of all is, and this is the reason you have to be careful when you go into a quote-unquote health food store, okay? Just because it says health food store doesn't mean that everything in there is healthy. And just so people know, a cancer that's been proven to be caused by fluoride is osteosarcoma in boys. And another excellent documentary on fluoride is Fluoride Deception by Christopher Bryson. But I just want to also bring up, because this brings up another situation, how careful you have to be with the supplement companies themselves. Tom's of Maine makes a non-fluoridated toothpaste. Tom's of Maine also makes a fluoridated toothpaste. And as you said, a fluoridated, quote-unquote, rinse. So obviously, Tom's of Maine is not interested in keeping people healthy. They've just got a version for whichever, you know, group they're going for. The more educated group will obviously go for the non-fluoridated. But then you have to ask yourself, are they cleaning out their equipment between these batches? Okay, so that's another situation. I would not give my business to Tom's of Maine. I would not buy their non-fluoridated toothpaste because they make fluoridated toothpaste.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you think,
Good
Dr.
point.
Rob?
I think you're right. That's, I keep telling people, we have the power. We just have to exercise it. If you know a company is, there's a company that's just trying to make profit, and they're trying to make a profit on people who are doing the right things as much as people doing the wrong things. So you're asked that that company should be boycotted until they go out of business. And that's it.
Wait a minute. What a concept. Companies that make a profit off people that do the right things. Where are these fictional companies? I'm being facetious.
Right.
But, obviously,
right.
if the people, I go crazy when I see all these different groups, Avon, Run for the Cure, and Susan G. Komen, and you name it, all these fraudulent players are getting money. Yeah, so they can have stretch limos, but what are they doing? They're buying mammograms for poor women.
If only
there was somebody, I just picture like a gigantic center. It could have a pet emergency entrance. It could have a human emergency entrance where people, chiropractors and doctors like us and acupuncturists and you name it, anybody that actually knows how to heal could be in one area. Just imagine what that would be. It would be amazing.
Well, I told PetSmart what the solution is. They got to kick Banfield out, and they got to protect the pets in and let me run the company. It's an easy solution,
that's a great idea.
That's my terms of surrender.
I love that.
And I'm not going to stop until they do it, So we'll start getting some good companies out there with good folks running it, doing the right things, making a reasonable living, and taking care, like you said, being healers. We've called to be healers. If they're well, don't make them sick. You don't have to run into the vets every year. Granted, when
What a concept. If they're well, don't make them sick. You must be delusional, Dr. Rob. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages. E.T., do you have any closing comments? And hold on, Scott. We'll be right back. And we're back with What's Ailing America. Today, my guest is Dr. John Rob, a Connecticut veterinarian. Please check out his website, protectthepets.com. Friend him on Facebook. Read his blog. Spread the word to everybody that you know that has pets. Because people, if you trust my opinion, and I have been doing what I've been doing for about 16 years now. I know, I don't believe it, I know it, that this is the issue that's going to really change things because we have so many aspects to this. We have a pet company, PetSmart, who pretends that, they love your pets and come in here and we're going to, give you all these wonderful products. And then they have this satanic veterinary clinic within a PetSmart that would, go after a veterinarian like Dr. Rob and actually steal all his equipment, not to mention go after his veterinary license for trying to tell the truth to his clients. And then the veterinary board, who I think is going to have a really big problem with this case. But this kind of has all different areas in one case where different activities by the people could make a big difference. And I implore people to please, whatever, your spirit moves you to do, whether it's hand out, flyers at the actual PetSmart, or just go in and tell them you'll never come back again or whatever. Do something, because I really think that this is going to really turn the tide in a big way, and I can't wait for that to happen because I'm getting, a little bit tired of this. What do you think, Dr. Rob?
You're 100% right. And the last aspect is that the Mars Candy Company owns Banfield. So, no, Dr. Carly, listen, you've been a trooper. I've just met you. But I know that you've sat alone so many times and through so many programs, and you've just continued to get the word out without any... I mean, people love you. I know some of the callers have called in. I've checked out your website. You know, there are a lot of people out there who truly appreciate what you've been doing. But the ultimate goal is to get this mainstream and get this vaccine industry taken out,
right,
to bring accountability, right, into these companies in a big way. I know that's the goal here. So.
I have to say, I'm not looking for love. Okay, I'm really not. I am looking to destroy the psychopaths who are making a living hell on earth, because I've been living in hell for a long time. And I know lots of others that do. And I will not accept this, okay?
Right.
But I just want to say that after you said, if they're well, don't make them sick, I thought of the next sentence, if they're sick, don't make them sicker. And
right.
I think that's an excellent mantra. Because, of course, I know of so many people that have called me. They know about vaccines. They don't want to vaccinate their pets. But, you know... The veterinarians who do the spaying and neutering, for some reason, this becomes an issue. Oh, you can't prove your dog's not vaccinated? Well, then we can't spay or neuter them. What's up with that?
It's crazy. You know, as you said that, you know, there was a man, Jim Schwartz, who brought his dog in because the dog was sick and he wasn't up to date on his rabies, and they gave him a rabies shot, and the next week he died of hemolytic anemia. He got so enraged to find out that he didn't even need the vaccine. It wasn't due for another 2 years. He ended up getting an article in 1992 in the Wall Street Journal, if you want to look it up, Jim Schwartz in 1992. So, and he got some laws changed in Colorado. There's been people out there battling for a long time, okay? There's other veterinarians, like you said, dentists, doctors, who've been battling. But so far, they've been able to keep their voice down. But we're in a new time now, and we are, and I think you're right. Accountability is going to go back to right some wrongs, Dr. Carly. Not just take care of the current
yes.
problem, but what you've done in the past. We got to revisit that. People you've hurt in the past, we
yes.
got to revisit that. This accountability goes backwards and forwards, Dr. Carly, including what's happened to you.
Oh,
so, I agree
oh,
with you.
Oh, wait, that's so important with what you're saying, because you see, that's why these psychos invented the term move forward. They don't want us looking back. They don't want us to say, wait a minute, you know, we just, you know, went through similar corruption and fraud, you know, just a little while ago. It doesn't matter which party, it's all a scam. But I just realized we have E.T. holding on. Did you want to say anything else, E.T.?
Well, I just reiterate what you always say, you know, without, if you don't have your health, you've got nothing. And, you know, they just want to hobble us and cripple us, and then we can't, you know, present any defense or pose any resistance against this. They're
mm-hmm.
doing it through, you know, the vaccinations, the fluoride, the mercury, the aspartame, the chemtrails, the GMOs. You know, when you're crippled and you're hobbled, you're easily managed. You're neutralized.
Right.
That's what they're doing. They're
right.
neutralizing us. They're making us
right.
a herd, manageable herd.
Right. Pretty soon, you know, more than half the population will be on disability. And then they'll say, oh, we can't afford the disability. Your disability is now over. And just imagine what's going to happen then. Okay, E.T., we have a lot of people lining up. Thank you, as always, for your call. I just wanted to bring up, before we bring Scott from Connecticut on, there was an article in the paper yesterday, CharlotteObserver.com, page 3A, CDC, kidney transplant resulted in rabies death. Diseased organ traced to Air Force mechanic from North Carolina. Hmm. I wonder where that Air Force mechanic got his rabies from. Oh, that's right. All the people in the military have to get vaccinated before they're allowed into the military. Okay, that's just my conspiracy. Can't prove that one. But five people now have rabies after this man. You know, can you imagine? They got some army guy that died at 20 years old. They don't even bother to find out why he died. They just send out his organs. You know, two kidneys, heart, lungs, and
you know,
whatever else. Go ahead.
I read that article, Dr. Carley. He had encephalitis. So they took a man who had encephalitis, which means a disease throughout his body affecting his brain, and carted off his organs to be stuck in other people. That's crazy.
Well, but you know, see, I worked on the transplant service when I was a surgery resident, and I know all about that, and they get lots of money when they do organ transplants.
Well,
and of course, the money doesn't go to the donor family. The money goes to the people that are involved in the process of, talking the donor family into giving up their organs to the vampires, and then transporting them by helicopter, whatever they have to do, and then transplanting them in people. But, you know, that's kind of interesting. Okay.
So he's
all
about
right,
the money, the greed for money. Yeah. I said,
right.
So he comes back to the love of money. Yeah.
Right. But imagine dying of rabies from a transplant. Now, it doesn't say in here. This went to, I think it was three different states. Doesn't talk about whether or not the people that worked in these hospitals or were involved in these surgeries or, you know, took care of these patients on the floor, were they forced to get rabies vaccine? I mean, what was, you know, done in this case? We only know a little piece of it.
Right.
But I think that'll be good to follow up on.
Right.
Okay, Scott from Connecticut. Are you there, Scott?
How you guys doing?
Good, Scott.
Okay.
Welcome.
Good. Yeah, I was going to, my first question was going to be what your website was, but I just found it as protectthepets.com.
That's correct, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it sounded like protect a pet or okay. My first question is, doctor, are you taking any new patients in Connecticut?
Well, right at the moment,
I
give my phone number out freely. If you go online, you can call me. I'll discuss cases with you at this point. That's not a problem. I'm not physically working.
Okay,
although
hold on, hold on,
tight.
hold on. I have to interject here because, Dr. Rob, everybody needs to make a living, and
right.
You do as well. You have a family. Now you got all this court crap going on, which even
right.
if you do things yourself, you have to do filing fees and transcripts. I know I've been there. Okay,
yeah.
So what I would do if I was you is I would, do what I do. And
right.
you do phone consults with people, and you, set up a PayPal and charge them whatever you feel is a fair price. And just don't even, well, you haven't lost your license yet, so you don't even so much have to worry about this. But just as an extra safety measure, if I was you, I would
right.
do what I do, which is basically tell people, and I even have a document they sign, that I am not practicing medicine, I'm not giving medical advice. I'm telling you what I would do if I was you. I'm the teacher,
right.
you're the student. Do you agree?
Yep.
Yes? Okay,
I
now
agree.
We proceed.
I agree. I'm going to have to make a living soon, or I won't be talking on your show.
Right. So don't
right.
tell people that you don't need a living, okay?
I mean, we
all need to live. And it's very important. This is a very sensitive spot for me. I make a fraction of what I made as a surgeon. But half
right.
the people that call me want me to help them for nothing. I can't.
Right.
Okay? I spend
right.
a lot of time with people, and I need to be reimbursed. So I suggest that you start charging with consults, whatever you want to charge per hour, per half hour, because they are so much better off talking to you than they would be. Talking to any other white coat that they're going to go to, in person. My suggestion.
Right. No, it's a very good suggestion. It's funny because I started the Protect the Pets movement back in 2006, and I put my whole life savings into it because I never did come up with a way to make a living doing it, So I'm going to have to figure that out, Dr. Carley. So I appreciate your concern for me, and I'll be praying about that one because at some point, I have to make a living. And
let me tell you the other side of it. Because
ahead.
Otherwise, people eventually start to look at you as a fool. Like, why
right.
are you doing this for nothing?
Right.
And I become very sensitive to that, too. My problem has always been I'm very compassionate. Tell me a
right.
sob story and you'll probably break me down. But I
right.
had to get over that because
true.
Nobody cares about what's happening to us. At least
right.
we have to have a roof over our heads, and be able to buy food and things of that nature. So
like
I strongly suggest that you get over that, okay? And that you charge whatever you want to charge. Because
right.
it's priceless. They don't have enough money to pay you for your information. Okay, sorry, Scott. Go ahead.
Okay, is your phone number on the site, or you want to give it out on the air?
I'll give it out. That's okay with you. It's 203-731-4251. 731-4251. Feel free to call me. And, I had a lady when we were picketing out their pets at Mars. She called me from Texas. She says, I wish I could get over. I said, is there a PetSmart store near your house? She said, there's one about 2 miles away. I said, grab a sign, tack it up, and go over there. And she did. So, you know, it's not, if you really want to get involved, you can contact me and I can help you do that. But basically, all we have to do is start, you know, stopping purchasing products from these companies who have ulterior motives. And as far as me working again, Dr. Carly's right. If I'm going to continue just consulting, then at some point I'm going to have to put something together and charge for that. Having said that, I may work as a veterinarian again. I don't know what my future plans are, but I'm sitting down with my wife and talking about it because we're just about...
Hold on. What does that mean, work as a veterinarian? What does that mean?
Well,
I'm just trying to make you actually see. You're not a veterinarian because just like my profession, the psychopaths have controlled, you know, the pet profession. What people need is educators. Teach them what to feed their pet, what kind of water to give their pet. There's homeopathic remedies for heartworm and all kinds of things. And vaccine detoxes if they've already been detoxed. And I'd be happy to share that information with you. Because you can reach a lot of people this way. So I think that's really important. But I don't want to forget, and we have other callers holding on, so please, people, be patient. You brought up something before the break that I confused, and I want to make this, you know, clear. So Mars owns Banfield. Mars does not own PetSmart. They're totally separate. Is that correct?
That's correct. PetSmart owns 5% of Banfield, so they're a minority owner. So that's the connection besides just housing them. But Mars is Banfield. Let's just put it out there. They might as well just put a Snickers bar up there with a dog's head on it and put it out like it is. They don't want people to know this. So know it, because now they've attached themselves to a company that kills, and that's why we need to bring down all parts of their corporation, everything that they make, to bring accountability.
Wait, it just hit me. Chocolate is poison to pets.
That's right. That's right. Doesn't taste so good anymore. Absolutely. you know your veterinary medicine too, Dr. Carly. Dogs cannot eat chocolate.
Oh, I've had many dogs and many cats over the years, and you know I've learned from them. Okay, thank you so much for your call, Scott. We have Diane from Pennsylvania. Are you there, Diane?
Hi, Dr. Carly. Am I on? Hello?
You're on.
Okay.
You're on,
Diane. Hi,
Dr.
Carly. I love you whether you want me to love you or not. So there. And Dr. Rob, bless you for what you're doing. I just
wanted to
call and tell you that from the caller a few minutes ago was speaking about Toms of Maine. And people may not know this, but Toms of Maine was purchased in 2006 by the Colgate-Palmolive Company.
That interesting?
Isn't that interesting?
Thank you.
If you go to the Toms of Maine website, you'll see all the fluffy, natural, veganness and wonderful people, tending gardens and things like that, but nowhere is there a link to their corporate structure, but Colgate bought them in 2006. So Tom's is a sellout company. If you see them in a health food store anywhere and you don't say something to those, the people that run that store, then, you know, you get whatever you deserve is my opinion about all of that. But.
Okay, wait, and I have to mention, because this is a very important point, that this is happening more and more.
Oh, yeah.
That they actually try to buy out supplement companies, and they'll never tell you if they do, and then they'll start radiating them and such. As a matter of fact, somewhat recently, I actually got a call from a minion from a pharmaceutical company in the UK. They wanted to buy my protocol for $1 million. And I knew that if they did that, the one condition would be that I would never be allowed to tell anybody what I do.
Sure.
So I refused. But that happens more and more, and that's why you have to make sure that your supplements are good. One thing you can do is muscle test. But go ahead. Please close off, Diane, because we're running out of time.
Okay. People need to really be aware. Even if they go to a website, they need to do some almost data mining to find out, you know, what's happening with the supplement companies that they utilize, because that information is a little bit hard to find. I wouldn't have known about this had I not been working around the dental industry in a capacity in the tech field in those years. So that's how I found out about it, and that's why I called your show, because I don't think people know. So
thank you. That's
so
very
welcome.
Important information.
All right, and just keep on, you two. I love you. Just keep on.
Thank you, Diane.
Okay. All right, thanks so much for your call. Colby from Palmolive owns Tom's of Maine. Spread the word, people. Okay, we got one more segment. We'll be right back to pick you up, Werner. Hold on, Joanna. We'll be back after. And we're back for the last segment of What's Ailing America. I can't believe how fast the show goes. We have Dr. John Robb, veterinarian from Connecticut, on the show, protectthepets.com. And I just want to strongly encourage you to spread this show far and wide. People have to realize what's going on, because this is a very important case. We still have callers waiting, but before I bring the callers on, they're going to have to talk really quick. I just have to mention, if you want to know how much your government is protecting you, you can check out an article on CBS dated, 3/15/2003, about a SWAT team of the TSA, the Viper Division, who went into a Illinois train because nuclear radiation sensors had gone off. Long story short, it turns out that there was an attorney who had had a cardiac procedure, diagnostic test using radiation that morning. That's what caused the radiation detectors to go off. So this radiation is so massive, it causes a detector to go off as if there was a dirty nuke in the train. Once they find out it's a man that got a medical procedure, guess what? They let him go. And how many people like this do you think there are walking around, folks, that are exposing you to radiation like this? This is a big one. Okay, let me bring Werner on from New Brunswick. Are you there, Werner?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Dr. Carly, and good afternoon, Dr. Ross. You're doing an amazing task in trying to get the people to wake up and smell the roses, what's going on. That we are basically being duped, not just only in the medical profession, but in the veterinary profession and in all those industries that are making big money dealing with trouble.
Hold on, Werner. It just hit me. I think that you should contact Dr. Robb off the air and tell Dr. Robb what you've been going through. Werner has a herd of prized cattle that are having all kinds of strange mutilations done to them and things of that nature. So we're running out of time. But just to even inform him, I think you should let him know what's going on, because Dr. Robb is waking up very quickly, and I feel sorry for him, you know. But, basically we're running out of time, so, you know, I'm glad that he's willing to wake up. Go ahead, Werner.
Dr. Carly, I spoke already to Dr. Robb.
Yes,
oh,
he gave me a
good
call, Doc, and we had a long talk about it. In fact, I'm planning on visiting Werner in Canada in September, so I'm going to check things out for myself and meet him personally.
I have to say this. Dr. Robb, I can predict, and I'm not claiming to be a psychic, that you doing all the things that you're doing, you're going to be such a busy veterinarian. I mean, they're going to be flocking to you wanting to learn how to do what you do. So, you know, there will be a light at the end of the tunnel, just like there will be for me as well. And that's why I'm not selling out to Big Pharma in the UK. But the thing of it is that, you know, people have to realize is that, as I think it was UT that said, or ET, if you don't have your health, you have nothing. If we don't help these people heal, learn what's destroying their brains so they can think, we don't have a chance.
That's right.
Anything
else, Werner? To get the word out.
As I say, we've got too many fixers, you know, and they're all looking for the big money. And when there's not enough trouble to go around, then they cause trouble. but they don't want to be caught on it. Therefore, they want people to forget, you know, what's in the past, you know, and look forward.
Right. That's what we said earlier. I know. Okay, we're out of time, Werner. Thanks for calling in. Joanne, I'm so sorry we didn't get to you. Please call in next week. And Dr. Rob, definitely keep in touch and keep doing what you're doing. I'm just so proud to know you.
Thank you, Dr. Carly, and you also. God bless.
Okay. Bye-bye.